Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and reminder that we have our latest Brian Lehrer Show photography challenge going right now through tomorrow. We are asking you by tomorrow to submit photos on the theme of change for the better, change for the worse. That's change for the better, change for the worse. You can depict either or both as you see it around you. We will make a slideshow of many of your submissions to be shown at a photography event at McCarran Park in Williamsburg called the Slide Luck Pot Show. So get your photos in by tomorrow, and they may be up on the 30-foot screen at McCarran Park. Again, your photo should be on the theme change for the better, change for the worse. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to see people's images that are up there already and to upload yours. Now, last week, we talked about Congressman Charles Rangel and his multiple residences in a rent-stabilized building, including using one of them to run his reelection campaign. He seems about to drop that now after the publicity. After much outcry and criticism, that campaign office will be moved, as I said. But that doesn't seem to be the end of the major media looking at Charles Rangel right now. That all came from the New York Times. And this morning, the Washington Post is reporting yet another story that has put him under scrutiny. Rangel has been using congressional stationery to solicit donations to raise $30 million for a City College academic center bearing his name, according to the Washington Post. So what's the rub? Well, he's getting money from corporations that have interests before his congressional panel, the powerful House Ways and Means Committee, says the Post. Washington Post national reporter Christopher Lee has the story, and he is with us right now. Christopher, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks. Good morning.
And we only have a few minutes. What's the main point of contention here?
I think the main point of contention is that you have a powerful committee chairman, head of one of the most powerful committees in Congress, raising money for a project that essentially some people regard as an ego trip. It's an academic center at City College, which will help train undergraduates and graduates in public administration. The goal is to get more of them in positions of leadership, more minorities especially. But to have him solicit corporate donations from companies that have business before the Ways and Means Committee, which has broad jurisdiction over taxes and trade policy. Essentially, any corporation that pays taxes could one day have some business before his committee. Just to a lot of people, looks bad. They think it's really not befitting a person of his stature.
From the article, you go into various relationships that Rangel has had, including with Hank Greenberg, who used to head AIG, and you wrote, AIG, for instance, has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars lobbying Congress to permanently extend a tax break that allows U.S. financial services firms to defer U.S. taxes on income from certain transactions of their overseas subsidiaries. Disclosure reports show the tax break, which is set to expire this year, cost the Treasury nearly $4 billion annually, according to the Joint Committee on Taxation. But what does that have to do with Rangel?
Well, Rangel sits on the committee that has the most influence over whether that tax break will get extended or not. Now, it's a tax break that has been extended on a temporary basis a number of times, but obviously the company thinks it's worth investing hundreds of thousands of dollars and seeing if they can make that break permanent. The Ways and Means Committee oversees tax policy. For people who don't know, if you're the chairman of a committee in this town, you wield a lot of power. Basically, if you do not want to see something get out of your committee, it won't get out. So they need to have him on board if this is going to happen. Now,
maybe he thought that was a good idea. What's his relationship with Hank Greenberg that makes that questionable?
His relationship with Hank Greenberg, he says, goes back to their service in the Korean War. So it sounds like he's had a personal relationship with the man for a long period of time. Greenberg, of course, was an executive of AIG, now of a related company that is in the line of work that would appreciate this kind of tax break. They have a personal relationship, but that doesn't excuse you from cozying up to people in a way that looks improper.
So back to the central issue in your article, the Rangel Center for Public Service at City College of New York and the way he's raising money for that. Would that be, if your description is all accurate, illegal or an ethics issue according to House rules, or what would the violation be there, if any?
Well, it's hard to tell. It certainly looks bad. We checked around a bit, and there is a question about whether his use of congressional stationery violates both House rules and appropriations law that sort of bans members of Congress from using official resources for unofficial purposes. Now, there are some situations in which they can do that, particularly when they're trying to help out a nonprofit entity. So it's unclear, and that's one reason we didn't dive into that in the story. But at a minimum, it looks bad and inappropriate. There are some people who think it goes beyond that, but we weren't able to nail that down.
What are some of the specific corporations that Rangel has approached for these donations, and why do you perceive a conflict of interest in some of them?
Well, there's AIG, which is an insurance and financial services giant. There's a company called Neighbors Industries, which it has incorporated in Bermuda. A lot of people think that companies do that to avoid U.S. taxes. They specialize in oil and gas drilling. He's approached Donald Trump, who's got numerous real estate interests both in this country and overseas. All of these businesses are businesses that may one day have tax or international trade issues before the committee. We didn't find any quid pro quo per se, but we found plenty of concern that that kind of thing could be in the air.
Do you think that this is at all unique or unusual for politicians in positions like his?
I think it's unusual for politicians to do this while they're still in office. Certainly some have done it. Typically, they kind of do this on the way out the door. When Congressman Dick Gephardt, the former Democratic leader in the House, left a few years ago, the Congress passed a $1.5 million earmark for the Missouri Historical Society to house his papers. Everyone knows that Senator Byrd, who's a Democrat from West Virginia, has numerous things named after him in West Virginia, and you know, people would expect that he probably tries to steer money West Virginia's way whenever he can. The difference here is this is something powerful sitting committee chairman going outside to companies that, in theory, can have business before his committee, and essentially putting the squeeze on them, whether they're friends or not.
Is it any different from, say, the Democratic and Republican National Committee getting donations from all these corporations and individuals who couldn't give under the current campaign finance rules, but getting the money for the conventions?
Well, remember, those are political parties, and while they certainly wield influence, they don't have official roles as representatives of the taxpayers in Congress. Congressman Rangel does. He sits on one of the most powerful committees in the place.
Is it a coincidence that this is in the Post right now on the very same week that the New York Times had that whole deal about his apartment?
It is a coincidence. I picked up the Times last week and saw their story. I thought it was a terrific story. They did a great job. I happen to have been working on this story for months, and it sort of everything kind of fell into place over the last couple of weeks. And frankly, we wanted to get it in a little bit earlier, but there's a lot of news in this town these days.
Did Rangel respond to you? Did he comment for your article?
He did. He called me. We talked a couple of weeks ago by phone. He was very frank and open with his time, said he didn't see anything wrong and that no one had ever questioned his fundraising and his integrity before.
He
didn't plan on stopping. He said he would continue to seek more public and private money for this project because he believes in it.
You said he called you. What did he call you?
I think he called me on his telephone. If he called me any bad names, it was after he hung up.
Washington Post national reporter Christopher Lee, his story on the front page of the Washington Post today about Charles Rangel's fundraising for a city college center that bears his name. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We'll talk to former UFT president, now AFT president, Randy Weingarten. She gave a speech yesterday laying out what she hopes will be an education agenda for the presidential candidates. Stay with us.